What are some of the remedies for elder financial abuse if it has already happened? Criminal prosecution is theoretically a remedy. In Texas, it looks like the Texas Penal Code Section 22.04 is the statute that you would look to if you wanted to criminally prosecute elder financial abuse. The problem is prosecutors refuse to take these cases, and there are a number of reasons for that. Insufficient support from APS or law enforcement as far as ginning up the evidence for the case. The ever-popular limited budgetary resources. And in Georgia, we had one of our U.S. attorneys on record as saying they would not even consider prosecuting a case unless the loss to the victim was more than $1 million. Well, hello, most of our little old ladies are not losing $1 million at a pop with this, or even over a series. They're losing $100,000, and that's their entire life savings. And for the prosecutors, that's not enough. There's also the effect of the incapacity of the victim or the death of the victim. We're talking about people that are in their 80s usually, and the prosecutors use that as an excuse for not taking. And then the victim refuses to cooperate because they don't want to embarrass the person who victimized them. On page 22 are a listing of the civil remedies for elder financial abuse. You can file a complaint under various statutes for restitution, compensatory damages, punitive damages. Many states, and the appendix will show you which ones, have a specific statutory cause of action for elder financial abuse. You can proceed under a fraud or constructive fraud theory, breach of fiduciary duty, rescission of transactions that have harmed the elder, conversion of assets that have been stolen from the elder. However, even in this context, very few civil causes of action are brought for restitution because in many cases, if not most, the expense of proving the case is more costly than the amount lost. And the sort of number-crunching benefits analysis isn't there to move forward. And then less than 15% of the case, is there anything to recover? Guys and gals who are preying on our elder clients are usually doing it because they don't have money of their own. And they're generally judgment-proof. And so it's a really hard thing to get a private attorney to take on any of these civil cases when there's no obvious source to fund their legal fees, for example, and when it's unlikely that even if they do a really great job on the case, the victim doesn't stand to be made whole as a result of their efforts. Probate court remedies on page 25. The probate court's sort of nuclear option is to appoint a conservator for the elder victim as a protective measure. But unfortunately, we are seeing more and more of abuse of the conservatorship process. Instead of using it in a protective way, family members usually are using them in an offensive sort of attack posture to immobilize the elder from being able to dispose of the property that they still have the way they want. And classic example is, you know, mom loves one of her three children more than the others, at least according to the bad child. And the bad child wants to be able to stop the generosity that mom is showing to the favored child. And so in order to stop that, they offensively impose a conservatorship so that the elder can't continue to dispose of her assets the way she wants to. In the context of a conservatorship, the probate court can also order that a power of attorney that may have been used to perpetrate the financial abuse can be revoked, suspended, or modified. And we're going to talk a good bit this afternoon about how powers of attorney can be problematic. The probate court can also require that whoever is in charge of the conservatee's property has to post a bond or a surety so that if anything is stolen from the conservatorship, they can be made whole. Our probate courts are very high on imposing court-supervised budgets for the protection of an elder so that the funds that the elder needs to be cared for properly are, in fact, used for her. Stanley mentioned the concept of a constructive trust can be imposed by a probate judge over assets that the elder has been bilked of. The probate court can invalidate deeds that were executed while the elder was laboring under an incapacity, invalidate post-incapacity wills that may have been procured, and invalidate post-incapacity gifts.